This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There were competing political demonstrations in Hong Kong today. School teachers marched to show their support for pro-democracy activists who have been staging demonstrations for almost 3 months. Feng Huihua was one of the march leaders.
We want to protect our students, our youngsters. So teachers are willing to come out and speak for the youngsters and also stand by them so that they are not alone.
Across Victoria Harbour, a pro-government rally called for an end to the often violent anti-government protests. More are scheduled through the weekend in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Last weekend's action at Hong Kong Airport spilled over into the work week, crippling one of the world's busiest air travel hubs for several days, sparking clashes between demonstrators and riot police. The background to the turmoil, what began as a peaceful effort to stop an extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects in Hong Kong to face trial in mainland China. But in recent weeks, there has often been violence. Here in Washington, debate rages on over the decision by Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib against traveling to Israel. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Israel gave Tlaib a permit on humanitarian grounds to visit her family, but the Michigan Democrat says she will not accept, citing what she says are oppressive conditions meant to humiliate her and which would break her 90-year-old grandmother's heart. Israel's Interior Minister earlier said Tlaib made a formal request to visit and had agreed to follow restrictions. Under pressure from President Trump, Israel took the unprecedented step of saying it would deny Tlaib and fellow lawmaker Ilhan Omar entry to Israel and the West Bank because they back a boycott of the Jewish state. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iconic American film actor Peter Fonda has died after suffering respiratory failure from lung cancer. Peter Fonda was best known for the counterculture classic Easy Rider. He died at his home in Los Angeles. He was 79. From Washington, this is VOA News.